With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Post of the Court. My name is Stephen Dawes, and today I'm talking about the game between Crystal Palace and Nottingham Forest, the final game of this season, 2022-2023. And before I get into the team news and that kind of stuff, I just want to say I was at the game and I ran into Paul Kimber, and it was fantastic. He recognised me in the crowd and came over and said hello and how much he enjoys watching the channel, which is fantastic. It was great to meet you, and thank you for doing that. So this game was always going to be a little bit, I would say, a little bit flat, should we say, because Nottingham Forest are safe, we're safe, and there wasn't really anything to play for as such, but it was still a game that I was hoping would have a little bit of excitement. The end of season, or should I say, the Holmesdale Road, Holmesdale Stand display was absolutely fantastic, absolutely amazing. If you haven't seen it, then I've got a video of it on the channel, go and check it out, because it really was superb. So, the lineups was exactly the same as we had before. Just get rid of that. So we had Johnston in goal again. Then we had Ward, Anderson, Gahey, Mitchell at the back. We had Decore and Hughes in the middle. And then just in front of them, Elise, Eze and Ayew. And then up front we had Edouard. So it was a very similar sort of lineup to what we've had previously. And to be fair, we kind of bossed most of the game. I mean, you know, we had good possession. You know, I think that we kept Nottingham Forest pinned back largely in the first half. I think that we, you know, we came out. We were passing the ball well. You know, we weren't making too many mistakes. I think that we had Nottingham Forest pinned back at times during the game. The only thing for me was, which is kind of a thing for the day, is we were quite slow. You know, we were passing quite methodically and quite deliberately, and sometimes we picked up the pace a little bit. It was little short passes, but for most part, it was quite lethargic. And of course, you know, it's the last game of the season. Players don't want to get injured. You know, players perhaps have got one thought on their holiday destination for the summer. So they might not necessarily be giving everything they've got. I mean, there were certain players who didn't perhaps do that. I mean, Will Hughes was quite good. He kept getting in with the tackles. So did Decore. And, Eze and Elise, they were okay. They did play well. But we didn't see the flair and the magic that we have seen. Now, of course, some of that could be down to Nottingham Forest's way of playing. And certainly, you know, they did try their best to try and close us down and get into our faces and stuff like that. However, for the most part, I think we actually had a fairly comfortable game. However, I say that, but then right about 31 minutes, it all kind of went a bit wrong, because we had a good go. We were going forward quite well. Joel Ward had the ball and he was going forward and things like that. And he, you know, we were making entrance into the Nottingham Forest half, and then it broke down. And the problem, I think personally, was that Joel Ward was stuck up in the Nottingham Forest penalty area, stuck up in Nottingham Forest's half of the field. So then when the ball broke, he wasn't back to cover, and although, you know, Joachim Anderson and the others did their best, it was a fairly good goal, I think, from Thiago Antoine. He put the goal in the back of the net, put the ball in the back of the net, and we were 1-0 down after 31 minutes, which was a bit of a surprise, because I said, up until that point, I think we were fairly bossing the game. And after that point, I think, you know, Nottingham Forest had a bit of a foray after that. They got a bit of confidence up. But as the half ended, I think we'd started to get control of the game again. Second half, I think, was pretty much the same. You know, Nottingham Forest had a bit more of the ball here and there, but in general terms, I think we were still quite in command of the game. And it actually got to, 66 minutes before Will Hughes Will Hughes, Hughes, as the crowd were shouting, got us the equaliser. It was a great ball forward, and Will Hughes got his head onto it and nodded it past Wayne Hennessy. Yes, Wayne Hennessy in goal for Nottingham Forest. Apparently the third choice keeper after the two, the one and second choice goalkeepers were both injured. So Wayne Hennessy came in and he didn't do too badly. I mean, you know, a lot of people have a go at him, but he didn't do too badly. He made a couple of good saves, but he didn't save that one from Will Hughes, which made it 1-1. And after that, I mean, that was our 66 minutes. I thought to myself, if we continue to play like this, surely we're going to get another goal. Surely we're going to win the game. It didn't happen. We had a couple of chances here and there, but nothing really that was going to be troubling Wayne Hennessy, to be fair. Sam Johnson had to make a couple of good saves. However, again, he wasn't overly troubled, I would say, apart from the goal. So it's fairly even. You know, I mean, the atmosphere on the ground was fantastic. The fans were amazing. There were some interesting inflatables coming from the Nottingham Forest end, shall we say. But it was, yeah, it was a great atmosphere, a great final day of the season. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, we weren't the best we've played this season, but we weren't the worst. So I think it was a fairly good result in the end, of, you know, 1-1. We finished above Chelsea, which is always a good thing. And it means that we have finished 11th in the Premier League. So overall, if you'd have said that, if you'd have said that we would have done that towards the end of Patrick Vieira's reign, I would have been quite happy with that, because things were starting to look a little bit bleak. But it looks as though we managed to survive for another season. It was, of course, James McArthur's last game. He did come on in the second half for a while, and it was quite emotional seeing him clapping his way around the ground as he left. And of course, it was fantastic to see him playing for one more time. Also saw as a substitute Cheku Kayute. He came on for Nottingham Forest in the second half. It was great to see him again, and a lot of the Palace fans, a lot of the Palace players and stuff like that were shaking his hand, as well as Wayne Hennessy, of course. So it's great to see that familiarity and that friendship still there, even though it was two opposing teams. And that's it. That's it for another season. 2022-2023 is officially over, and well, it's been quite good. I've really enjoyed this season. I hope that you guys have. I hope you enjoyed the coverage on the channel that there's been this season. Do let me know down in the comments if there's anything you'd like to see different next year, if there's anything you'd like me to add or take away from next year. Obviously, over the summer, I'm going to be doing my transfer news, so don't forget to stay tuned and subscribe for that if you're not already. And thank you, everybody, for watching and coming along with me and commenting on the videos throughout the year. I'm going to be doing more live streams next year. I'm going to try and increase those, hopefully every match day, but I'm not going to hold myself to that. But thank you for joining me, and until the transfer news starts, goodbye.